the other 19 managers together.
Hello, welcome back. Another podcast. In this one, we're going to be talking about dealing with maverick players. So, for want of a better word, what I mean by that is players who have the potential to upset the apple cart, or are different, outspoken, opinionated, sometimes troublesome. Now, we've seen it in the Premier League, in the top leagues in Europe. Some managers, with their style, are so quick to just get rid of them. They go to the chairman, I want to get rid of him. I want to sell him. He's not my type. Not playing, not ability-wise, person-wise. Now, I want to fight that, actually, and say that you need maverick players. So, I've got a list here of 7 names that I'm going to read out now, who I feel, I mean, there could be more, I just thinking off the top of my head quick, I think these are maverick players in their own way. Kevin De Bruyne, Paolo Di Canio, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Cristiano Ronaldo, Ronaldinho, Gianfranco Zola, Dennis Bergkamp, Dimitar Berbatov, and Cantona. Now I'm going to start at the bottom of that list. Eric Cantona. Obviously his ability was there, was always there. Fergie saw it when he was at Leeds and said, yeah, I'm having a bit of that. And do you know why? Because Fergie could man-manage people. I think there was an interview with Lee Sharp, because he played at Man United when Cantona was there. And he said that Cantona would do something absolutely horrendous, and they'd go back into the dressing room thinking, cool, Alex Ferguson, he's going to absolutely lay into Cantona when we get in there. Cool, this is going to be epic. And they'd go in and Fergie was calm with him and said, yeah, don't worry about that. Oh, yeah, you know, nothing we can do about that. You know, he just seemed to give him preferential treatment and treat him quite special in a way. And the other boys used to be like, yeah, how can he get away with that? And then we get told off for, you know, driving the wrong car into work or whatever. So Fergie knew if he put his arm around Cantona, made him feel special, let him get away with a few things that others wouldn't have, he'd get the best out of him. Cantona would see that Fergie had quite high regard for him, and his performances on the pitch would prevail. I'm going to go back to the top of the list. Kevin De Bruyne, now at Man City. Started off at Genk in Belgium, and his youth team coaches said that he was such a handful in training. He always used to question what they were doing and why they were doing it. He didn't think that they should be doing this or that. He had his own views. Sometimes when the kids were asked at the end of a session to go and pick up the equipment, Kevin used to climb up onto the goalposts, sit up there, cling on and say he's not coming down. The Genk Academy coach said, I once spent an hour out there when everybody had gone home trying to talk him down, and we ended up both crying, walking in, hugging each other. He said, and I just accepted that he was different, a different person. Now, with Man City, he's essentially grown out of that. There's probably still elements there, but he's grown up, and he's left that behind. But it does make me question whether, when he was at Chelsea, one, whether Mourinho managed him right. Again, he probably thought, nope, you don't fit into what I'm trying to do, even though you're a good player, bye-bye. and he eventually went to Wolfsburg. Stayed there for, I think, 1 or 2 years. And then Man City paid crazy money for him, or what people perceived as crazy money. But now look at it. He's been amazing for them. So it's about it's about knowing your players and managing your players. My own experience, we were looking for a couple of players to join our young under nine side. We just needed a few more because sometimes people aren't there and whatnot. Two came in, one has now gone. He didn't want to play. In the end, he decided not to. But the other one, when he came in, oh my God, he was loud, he was boisterous, he was opinionated, he was borderline troublesome. But I knew that that would pass. So I catered to his every needs. When we were doing group discussions, he wanted attention. So you have to give people attention. So I did give him attention outside of group discussions, but also inside group discussions. You know, I'd maybe go to him first with a question, or ask what he thinks, or make him an example of something good or bad that I've seen. And slowly, over a period of time, he mellowed, even at that young age. And now, he's a leader. He leads by example. He's very intelligent. And he's become a great player, but also a great person, and someone that I can interact with. Even at the age of 9, we can joke about, you know, my team Chelsea and his team Liverpool, and I can joke with him when he misses a shot and it goes flying over the bar. I can say, oh dear, rugby's on Sunday, you know, we're a day early, you know, and we can just laugh it off, and we have banter like that. And you know, last one, right, let's have a group discussion, guys. Last one in supports Liverpool. And he'll be there like, oi, no, last one in supports Chelsea. Okay, last one in supports Chelsea then. You know, and you're catering to their needs. But that list that I read out, you know, Zlatan, there's a great documentary on Netflix of him growing up at Malmo in Sweden. I mean, if anybody's childhood and arrogance and behaviour could have stopped him becoming a footballer, it was him. But luckily he had coaches at Malmo and Ajax and then at Juventus who saw through that. They saw through that rebel. And now look at him. For me, the best all-round striker that there's been, to be honest. If I was picking a team and I wanted a striker in his prime up front, I'd go for that guy. Tall, skillful, arrogant, a leader, scores goals. So yeah, when you're coaching and when you've got teams, don't be quick to just get rid of the players because they don't listen to what you're trying to say to them. Maybe what you're trying to say is boring and they just want to get on with it and play. Yeah, everybody is different. You'll have quiet people that just say yes to you as players, just standing there. But sometimes having a player who questions stuff or has his own thoughts is a brilliant, brilliant thing. I mean, when we are on match days and we say, right, guys, you know, come up with a lineup and a way that you want to play and challenges and whatnot, he's just in his element. He takes control, he organises stuff, and they're leaders. Mavericks are potential leaders. So do not chuck them out, because they'll go to another team, someone else who's a bit more caring than you, just looking at the result and being shown up because a player is giving you a bit of hassle in training. You need to, number one, look at your training and your matches and see what you are doing wrong, and two, you need to open up and just understand that everybody's different. Again, thank you for listening. See you soon.